Welcome to this Happy Home Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Would you like to get more than a grunt out of your child? Dr. Todd Cartmell is here to share how you can encourage your child to talk more, plus you'll learn the value of flexible thinking. I am so glad that you have joined me for today's podcast. You are about to hear two simple concepts that have the power of revolutionizing your home. For my upcoming book, Parents Rising, 8 Strategies for Raising Kids Who Love God, Respect Authority, and Value What's Right, I interview today's guest, Dr. Todd Cartmell. Dr. Cartmell is a clinical psychologist and author of several parenting books, including 8 Simple Tools for Raising Great Kids. He and his wife, Laura, live in the Chicago area and have 2 grown sons. I first heard Dr. Cartmell on Focus on the Family, and I loved it so much that I thought I have got to get him on the podcast. So let's get started with a word picture that you won't easily forget: your child as a dump truck. I heard you talking about listening, and I love the illustration you have with the dump truck of listening to your child. So can you share that illustration?
Oh, sure. Happy to. Kids, in some ways, are pretty similar to a dump truck in just a couple ways. And number one, they get filled up with stuff, except, you know, a dump truck, of course, gets filled up with, you know, whatever they stick in the dirt and concrete and gravel. But, you know, our kids, and I'll just think of my kids when I'm saying this, and my guys are filled with, even now, I think they're 22 and 24, they're filled with things that are extremely valuable to me. You know, their experiences in life as they're starting their young married lives, you know, their experiences, the struggles, their you know, figuring out their careers, you know, all the stuff that is important to me now as it was when they were 8 and 7 and any other age, that's what they're filled with. And as a dad or mom, that's just like, so you got a dump truck filled with diamonds would be how I'd say it. And, but the second point of a dump truck is not only is it filled with, in this case, valuable cargo, at some point it just kind of gets filled up and it can't take any more. And when a truck is filled up, of course, everyone's truck gets filled up, there's only one thing you can do. It's got to unload. And that's, to me, that's a great reminder for me of what listening is. Listening is just letting my boys unload their truck. Because it's going to get filled up again, and they're going to have to unload again, and they're going to learn by experience where the best unloading spots are. Where do I really feel cared about? Where do I feel valued? Who really cares about what's in my truck? And because that's where they're going to go back to over and over again, to the best unloading spot. And I want that best unloading spot, quite honestly, selfishly, to be me, yeah, or me and my wife.
Yeah.
And so how can I make talking to me a really valuing experience for them? Well, I do it by 2 things. I listen first and talk second. So I let them go first. I say, okay, pal, hey, tell me. Okay, what's going on? You know, I know what I'm going to say, but I hold that off and really let them unload first. That's a really smart move because once you do that, you end up adjusting what you're going to say. So it's kind of like a cheating thing.
Right.
You're going to sound a lot better at the same time if you wait a little bit. But then when the stuff's coming out of their truck, you really truly are listening. When I say it's a bunch of diamonds, I'm not really joking. It really is. And you don't want to miss a thing. You want to catch every feeling, every nuance, every detail. You really want to understand it. And when you ask clarifying questions and make little summary statements when you're listening, and the talker, in this case, your kid, really gets to feel that, wow, I mean, dad is
right.
He's really paying attention.
Right.
He's really like, he really cares about this. He's really listening. Oh, my gosh. And it makes them feel valued, important, because that you really are listening and you do care and you want to catch every detail.
Yeah.
And when they're done talking to you, they kind of go, wow, that's the guy I want to talk to.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful. And that's how you, and that's what listening does. And it's a real relationship building.
Yeah. I love that. You know, as you look at your children, you know, okay, I'm not just raising this child, I'm raising a future adult. And I think flexible thinking, as you talk about it, really helps, right, to create an adult who's able to be adaptable. So talk a little bit about how we as parents can train our children to have flexible thinking so that when they launch, they're better adults.
Oh, sure. Well, then, so now we get into the kind of the teaching part of our job as a parent, and there's lots of lessons we want our kids to learn, and this would just be one of them. But it's a big one. It's a big one. The idea of being flexible is, you know, you have a situation that comes your way that's not exactly what you were hoping for. Of course, this happens, you know, every 10 seconds.
Right.
You know, and you're either going to flex with that situation, kind of absorb it and flex with it, which is, I think to me a really good analogy, or you're going to fight against it. And then that's kind of the mad feel. So you're, you know, if I have to go to bed right now and I'm really not tired, well, I'm going to flex with that, or I'm going to fight against it. I don't want to go to bed. I'm going to throw a big fit. So those become kind of your two basic options. And so the really easy way to talk about that is, you know, in those kind of situations, and there can be lots of them. There could be situations at school or with friends or at home or with your brother or sister. Just any time when something doesn't go the way you want, you're either going to think about it, as we now get into thinking, in a mad-flavored way, we just call those mad thoughts, or in a flexible way, we call those flexible thoughts. And mad thoughts are really easy. Like, that's not fair. You know, you're so mean. I don't want to do it. How come I have to do it? You know, all those kind of mad thoughts, and anybody can think those, and we all do. You know, they kind of attack all of us. And if you let those rule over in your brain, now you got a brain full of mad thoughts. Now the mad thoughts make you have mad feelings, and then in that state, which takes about 1 second to get into, it's really easy then to let those. The natural thing would be for that flavor to impact the way you talk, the way you act, and now you're in a bunch of trouble. So that goes south really quickly. And we've all experienced that and seen that. The kid, now it's interesting, in any situation you can think of, if you have one in your mind, just say bedtime one, for example,
Yeah. You
can think of a kid who's throwing a fit, but you can also listen and go, well, hey, there's kids right now who are going to bed right now, and they're not throwing a fit. How are they doing that?
Right.
You know, what are these special kids? No. They just, whether they know it or not, in that very same situation, they're thinking flexibly. They probably don't even know they are, but they are. They're thinking, oh, bedtime, well, you know, it's okay, I can stay up later some other time. Well, I'm kind of tired. Well, it is a school day tomorrow. That's no big deal. They're thinking like that, and those are flexible thoughts. And when you're thinking like that, notice how much anger is associated with that. Like none.
Like none.
Or precious little. Yeah. So in that state, you're still feeling just fine. And it's much easier then to make a good choice with your words, with your actions. How much trouble is this kid in? Zero. But not for no reason. Because he's thinking, or he or she is thinking flexibly in a situation that isn't, you know, still isn't their desired thing. They'd maybe rather stay up later too, but they can't, but they're flexing with it. So that's the idea. And so the way you teach it to your kids is really pretty simple. You explain, if you know, as much as you want, the flexible versus mad concept. And then you just kind of help them. I apologize how simple this may sound. But you just kind of come up with a few flexibles. I have a top five list I always use, but I'll tell it to you. But you can pick any other ones. You come up with a few flexibles, and you start memorizing them. The top five list I use would be, there they are. Number one, again, this is not what the kids say; it's how they think in their brain.
Right.
And number one would be, I should just do it. Number two, it's no big deal. Number three, I won't take that long. Number four, the sooner I start, the sooner I'm done. And number five, that's okay, I can do it later.
Yeah.
Well, those are just five really good generic flexibles. There's certainly many, many, many others. But that's a good starting list. So with the kids I see, I call it the top five list, and I explain those in the situations where they'd be helpful, and they're very simple to figure that out. And then we just literally memorize them. We got kids where they can spit those out, you know, like, I should just do it, it's no big deal, it won't take that long, so I start surrounding guns, okay, I can do it later, like just like a machine gun.
Yes.
And the idea is you're training, you want the kids to kind of train their brain to think flexibly. You want to get those thoughts in their head. Because when they're in their head, then they can use them more quickly and fluently. It's almost like a lightsaber. If Luke Skywalker is battling Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker left his lightsaber at home, it's like, oh, that's not going to go too well.
Right.
So the flexibles are like your lightsaber, and you got to have them. You got to have them handy and quick. And then you can, like, use them when you need to. So we take this idea and we turn it into a skill that we can teach our kids, and then we can practice it with them, and we can help them learn how to even make up their own. And pretty soon you got a kid whose skill at being flexible is actually increasing. And then in those moments when they happen, you've got a skilled kid who can actually think of some flexibles on their own. And those flexibles beat the mad thoughts, because the flexibles, the power of a flexible thought, Arlene, is not that it's positive sounding, it's that it's true.
Yeah.
you know what, the sooner you start, the sooner you're done. You know what, if you can't have a cookie right now, it is no big deal. Mm-hmm. There's power in those because they're actually true and accurate. And when you're thinking accurately, it helps your feelings be on the right track, helps your responses be on the right track, and then the outcome be much more positive because you're responding properly because you're thinking properly.
Well, my friend, now you are better equipped to listen to your child. Picture them like that dump truck, and they are dumping out diamonds, and you are there to listen, and you are a safe place for your child to unload his or her thoughts. You've also learned about flexible thinking, of how to teach your children instead of throwing a fit to say, you know, this isn't a big deal, or the sooner I get this done, the sooner I could go play. Teaching them flexible thoughts, and of course, guess what? These work for parents too. There are many times where I have thought, you know, this is no big deal. The sooner I get these dishes done, the sooner I can go on to something else. So flexible thinking helps us as parents as well. And Dr. Cartmell shares even more. And in my book, Parents Rising, you will read more about Dr. Cartmell as he shares about how you can make meaningful connections with your children. It's fabulous. So I encourage you to pre-order my book, Parents Rising, 8 Strategies for Raising Kids Who Love God, Respect Authority, and Value What's Right. It comes out April 3rd, 2018, and it has some real game changers in it. So I encourage you, get Parents Rising for yourself or perhaps as a gift for someone who you know it needs some encouragement in their home, or maybe for your church or your small group, all those things. It's got discussion questions in it. So I encourage you to get Parents Rising, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this month's Happy Home Podcast. And until next time, remember, you too can have a happy home.